I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber.
That's my dad.
Hello.
Underpants?
That is hilarious.
Shush your mouth, dude. Rate and review this podcast or my daddy will go into a deep depression.
Going down business with Aaron Cliver.
Yeah.
Boom. Welcome to Grown Dad Business. This is Aaron Cliver. Guys, this week I am I'm home. I'm home in the dad cave. Wasn't able to really do a podcast last week. I was on a Norwegian cruise performing about 13 to, I don't know, 21 shows. It was pretty cuckoo bananas. There was a lot of shows. And so last week I posted three really awesome podcasts from the first, whatever, 35 episodes of Grown Dad Business. Check that out. Bobcat Goldthwait, if you haven't listened. Todd Glass and Paul Rodriguez, really amazing comedians. Paul Rodriguez talking about his dad and being a father and some real deep grown dad stuff. Bobcat talking about, you know, raising his daughter on the road, things like that. Todd Glass, no kids, but talking about growing up, and him and I both have OCD, and it gets a little silly, but check that out. I just, you know, being home and not having a guest this week for the last 2 weeks, really, just has been, you know, it made me think like, hey, guys, I just want to tell you, thanks for listening. Really, like, that's awesome. It's really cool. And, you know, it means a lot and I like sharing these stories with comedians and friends that I, you know, get to hang out with and talk with, and cool parents and comedians. And yeah, I think it's pretty neat. But thanks for listening. And I want to thank also my sponsor, Goods and Evil. You guys know goodsandevil.com, awesome horror and movie and cool designed shirts. And they also have a line of vegan shirts if you're into that. You can go on goodsandevil.com and save 10% on any order with coupon code GROWNUP, all one word, GROWNUP. So check that out. And if you guys don't know, I also do a movie review podcast. It's also produced by Epicast Network. And that's the You Can't Handle the Truth movie review podcast with Sean Collier, comedian Sean Collier. And we talk about movies. Sean is a real movie reviewer, a movie critic. He votes in the Critics' Choice Awards, all that stuff. And he's also a really funny stand-up comedian. But yeah, we see advanced screenings of movies, and we review them right after the movie every single week. And sometimes we do retro movies. It's kind of like a recap. This is a recap episode of like, hey, you know, we're, you know, like 35, 36, whatever episodes in, and let's recap and get to know each other again, right? So, yeah, that's what we're doing, I guess. And also, if you ever want to see me live, AaronKleiber.com. If you're in Pittsburgh this weekend, I'm home this weekend. Saturday, May 21st, 8 p.m. at Arcade Comedy Theater, I'm hosting my stand-up comedy game show called Comic Wars. And then the same lineup of comics is performing at 10 p.m. at Club Cafe for the WDVE Radio Loaded show, which is going to be a lot of fun. So 8 and 10 p.m., 8 o'clock Arcade Comedy Theater, Comic Wars, 10 p.m., the Loaded show at Club Cafe. And yeah, that's what I'm doing this weekend. I'm coming to a lot of new cities this year. I'm coming to Oklahoma City. I'm coming to Milwaukee. A lot of, I don't even remember where. Where am I coming again? Where am I going? I don't remember. A lot of places. And I'm really thankful for a lot of clubs are starting to headline me, and that's pretty rad. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to talk a little bit I'm going to tell you about my cruise a little bit, and I want to introduce my daughter's here. My daughter, Becca the professor. Yeah, good. Turn that microphone on. How's it going?
Hi. Good.
Becca Boo, Becca the professor. Yep. So Daddy went on a cruise.
Yep.
And you didn't get to go.
That's sad.
I know. I want to take everybody on the cruise, but you know, when you want to take three kids,
it might be a lot of money.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of money because I have to fly all the kids there, and then you got to pay some fees.
Yeah.
So when it's all said and done, it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Sorry.
So did you know? So Daddy went on. I went on a cruise.
Okay.
And I was kind of happy because I was all by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't with my wife and kids. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what, I can relax. But you know what? Everybody else brought their kids. So many people brought kids. There was crazy kids everywhere. Oh, and that's the thing about the cruise. Like, you're on this skyscraper in the sea. And it's just like a turned over skyscraper. It's 16 floors high. It's a huge place.
Yep.
And it's really hallways that open up into like bars and lobbies. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to the buffet, it's like Black Friday at Walmart. Like, it's it's cuckoo bananas. People running into each other. There was never a morning where I did not spill my hot coffee because people ran into me. It was cuckoo bananas. It was, Becca just likes to hear cuckoo bananas. And like, there was kids. I did shows, and every night I had a new kid to talk about. Like, one night that I was talking about this kid I saw in the hot tub eating a sandwich. There was this kid in the hot tub eating a sandwich, and then he's like dipping it in the hot tub. He's dipping a sandwich, getting that au jus, the juices from the hot tub, which is just salty sweat, which is pretty much,
ew.
I know, isn't that disgusting?
Yeah.
This kid is dipping a hoagie, a sandwich, into the hot tub and eating it with au jus on it. It's just like hot tub sweat juices. Then the next day, there was a kid just... I was at the buffet, and this kid is just scooping macaroni and cheese out of the buffet with his hand. He just scooped it with his hand and just walked away. Like, not like on a plate. Like, he walked away with a handful of mac and cheese. Like, I don't even know where he's going. Where is he going? Like, is he going to his room? Like, I wanted to follow him.
Yeah.
To just see where he was taking this macaroni and cheese. Like, I don't know if he's going to feed it to his dad in his hand. Just be like, here, pop, pop.
Is he going to, like, dump it in the pool?
I know. Why would he dump it in the pool?
I don't know.
That would be I mean, he's just walking around with a handful of mac and cheese. Like, but he can't follow a kid to his room. That's weird. And, like, I just wanted to see what he was doing with this handful of mac and cheese. And then there was a kid just building sculptures in the in the salad bar. Just sculptures. He's just like building sculptures with his bare hands.
What did he build it out of?
Like lettuce and mushrooms and green peppers.
Ew.
Like, right in the salad bar.
Ew.
Building sculptures. And then I'm pretty sure at the art auction on the cruise, they sold that sculpture for like $10,000. I'm pretty sure. I'm just kidding. That's a joke, honey.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
That would be crazy.
Yeah, I know. Now you're thinking I could build sculptures out of lettuce and make a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a good plan. I like your hustle. Your hustle is strong. I appreciate it. That's a good.
I could make money.
You could make. How could you make money?
Just build some stuff with salad.
You're gonna build stuff with salad. The kid really did not make any money doing that.
I know.
You know that,
still,
right?
I could try.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you could try. When are you gonna start making money? I mean, you're 7 years old. You should start help paying the bills.
Well, I did kind of get some money.
Did you?
By helping Mama.
Oh, you did. Oh, you did help Mom and Pap?
Mm-hmm, and then they give me money.
And what, do you pay the electric bills?
I haven't got enough money yet.
I know.
But I'm trying.
Yeah. So I was on a cruise. There's a lot of crazy kids on a cruise.
Yep.
And I missed my kiddos.
I like the first one that you said.
The kid dipping the sandwich in the hot
yes.
tub? Well, that really happened. That was, if I took Luke the Nuke on the cruise, he'd probably be dipping sandwiches and cookies in a hot tub. Luke the Nuke is here right now. He's doing a hula dance. Come here, Luke the Nuke.
His tummy.
This is my 5-year-old son, Luke the Nuke. Hello, Skookanook. Where were you at? What was that sound? Hey, where were you at? What did Becca just said? Becca said, come down and do the podcast. And you were like, what did you say?
I'm pooping.
You had to drop a Duke?
He's like, I'm pooping.
Luke the Duke.
Poop-claw.
What did you just say?
Poop claw.
Luke, explain to people what the poop claw is. What is the poop claw?
When you get poop on your hand.
Yeah, and that is the dreaded poop claw. We went to a toy store today, and because it was Boys' Day, we went to our toy store. There's a cool toy store in Munn Hall, Pennsylvania, on Main Street, and they sell awesome toys. What is the toy store called? I can't even remember the name of the toy store. I don't remember the name. But if you live in Pittsburgh, it's one of the best toy stores in Pittsburgh. But we went and got some cool stuff. We got a mini X-Wing. We got a Chewbacca figure, R2-D2. We got a cool Luke Skywalker variant. Luke Skywalker in the Stormtrooper disguise. Right, Luke? And then we got a Tusken Raider, which sounds like... Tusken Raiders. It's always about Star Wars.
Yep.
So I was talking about the cruise...
And the boy who did the
okay, you know what? Why do you have a crush on this boy who's dipping the sandwich in the hot tub?
It's just funny.
That don't make any sense.
It's funny.
It is funny, but it was also disgusting. Yeah. He's eating his salty sweat sandwich. Like he is dipping his sandwich in booty water. That's really what he's doing. He's dipping his sandwich in booty water.
And then eating it.
Yeah, and then eating. So he has sandwich. Soaked up in booty water, and then he's eating it.
It's like he put soup on his sandwich.
Yeah, it was soup, but it was booty soup.
No, I mean soap.
No, there was not soap at all. It was just hot tub water.
It was kind of like it, because soap would taste gross.
Yeah, well, soap tastes better than booty sweat water.
Exactly.
Exactly. So I went on the cruise, and... I had really good shows.
Got some money.
Yeah. How do you know?
Because
you know
when you go somewhere by yourself, you always get money because it's a show that you go.
Listen to her. Is that how Daddy makes money?
Yep.
How do I make money?
Because you make people laugh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then because you were such a great actor, they give you money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I guess so. Sometimes you're not even that good and they still give you money, which is amazing.
Yeah, still.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's pretty amazing that people give Daddy money to tell jokes?
And there was like 900 people there, so you probably got like a lot of money.
No, that's not how it works.
What?
Not every person pays you for jokes.
Oh. Pew, pew, pew.
Hey, pew, pew. He's got Luke Skywalker Stormtrooper disguise.
Pew.
Shooting.
Yeah.
Pew, 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 pew.
All right. But yeah, I did a lot of shows, and this is my first time on a cruise. I'm talking to the people now on the podcast. This is my first time on a cruise, and I'll tell you what, we went to some beautiful places. We went to Belize, and we went to Honduras, and when I was in Honduras, I saw two banners for Bernie Sanders, which was crazy to me, and I took a picture. One of them was on my Instagram. I was like blown away that there was Bernie Sanders banners. Who do we want to be president?
Bernie.
Bernie.
What?
Bernie.
All right. Wait.
Duck.
Bernie the duck. Who's Bernie the duck?
It's Bernie.
Oh, is there a picture of Bernie as a bird that you saw? Oh, it's
no,
a duck.
Bernie the horse. It's Barney the horse.
Anyway, let me finish telling people about this.
Okay.
So I went to Honduras, which was beautiful. We went to a cool place. Tell them about the turtles. Oh, okay. I did. When I went to Honduras, I bought the kids two cool little turtles that were handmade in like this soapstone, Shawshank Redemption style soapstone. And we were I got them off of Roatan Island, which was cool. And then we went to Belize. That was amazing. Then we went to Costa Maya, Mexico, and Cozumel, Mexico. And all the places were beautiful. It was amazing. And there was a couple things, like getting off the ship was a whole day process. It was like you had to get up and you had to like check off the boat, and then we had to wait in like four lines, and then you have to go through immigration. And then like, so in one day I realized, I mean, it kind of counts, but like I took so many forms of transportation. I was on, like, arrived by sea, then got in a taxi, then took a rail to the airport terminal, then got on a plane, and then drove my own car home from the airport. I was in so many forms of transportation in one day. My day started at 6:30 in the morning. I got off the ship about 1:30 p.m., boarded my plane at 4 p.m., didn't get to my house until 11 p.m. That was my whole day. And it was crazy. Could you imagine, like, did you believe Daddy did all that?
I would have been like,
you guys would have been sleeping in every form of transportation. Like, yes. Daddy was a passenger. You guys would have been a passenger, but also you would have slept in every form of transportation.
I would have been like,
gone.
And you would have had to carry me like a princess.
Luke, no one can hear you walking around the room. Luke is
sleepwalking.
He's sleepwalking like Frankenstein Nazi. I don't know what he's doing with his arms and his legs. He's marching with high steps and sleeping and then kissing Chewbacca.
That's funny.
Luke the Nuke. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Do you think he's funny?
To 0 to 10, I give him a 9.
Wow. Luke, 0 to 10, you are a 9 funny. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So, yeah, so the cruise was fun. That was good times. Yeah. And what did I want to ask you guys about?
I don't know.
I forgot.
Soccer.
Oh, yeah. My kids finished soccer season. That was a blast. And Luke.
We have one more game.
All right. All right. Okay, ESPN reporter. Luke the Nuke, he finished up and he got his medal. It's the little, you know, medal, the participation medal, whatever. He's a little kid, whatever. He gets a little participation medal and he said, "Daddy, what did you say about your participation medal?" It's like what?
A new hope.
Yeah, he was like, "Daddy, this is like a new hope and my name is Luke." And I was like, "You're the coolest dude ever." I'm serious.
Okay.
It was cool that you were like, the first thing you thought of getting a medal was getting a medal in the end of Star Wars.
Like, I was Leia and I was giving you the medal.
Becca, you didn't even get a medal yet.
Still.
What if you don't get a medal?
I will.
Whoa, what do you mean you will? Are you the champion?
No, because Mama said that I would get a medal.
Everybody gets a medal?
But I don't get a pizza party.
Well, you guys aren't champions.
I know.
Now, do you think everybody should get a medal even though that they're not the champions?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why?
Because they still participated and they still kind of did a good job.
They did do a good job and they worked
because
hard.
Even if they did one goal, that is still good because they got one.
That's true. How many goals did you have this year?
So far, my highest is 4.
In a game. Yeah, that's true. Becca's pretty fast.
And for assists, it's 3.
Oh, 4 goals and 3 assists in one game?
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty impressed as a dad. It's pretty exciting. Luke, how many goals do you have?
68.
68 goals. You have 68 goals in one game?
Actually, it's 100 in one day.
You have 100 soccer goals in one day. Okay.
No,
now,
you don't.
How do you know? You were not at his game. Luke, how did you score 100 goals in a game?
Because Chewie's putting his butt out.
That doesn't make any sense. See, you're trying to be funny. How did you score 100 goals in one game?
Because of nothing.
What did you do to the other team to score 100 goals?
Just wait for them and then kick the ball right in the goal.
Yeah. I think you're a cheater.
I just stand right in a puddle, and then when they come, I just block them and then kick them.
I heard when I was away, there was a huge puddle in the middle of the field, and all you did was play in the puddle, but then you would go score a goal.
Yeah.
you just paid attention to the mud puddle.
Yes. Not playing soccer.
Yeah, I know.
And
he's my teacher of soccer.
Who is?
The mud puddle.
The mud puddle is your teacher of soccer? All right, don't get all like
goofy.
Esoteric on me.
Goofier.
All right, well, that's it, guys. How about that? We did a short podcast. What else do you want to talk about?
The new Star Wars movie.
Oh, you want to talk about the new Star Wars movie?
Yeah.
Well, last time we did a podcast, we talked about that we were excited to go see the new Star Wars movie, weren't we?
Yeah.
Did we talk about it?
Yes.
Okay, what do you want to say about the new Star Wars movie?
Well, it was exciting.
It was.
And
we already own it.
Yeah. We bought it like 7 days, like 2 weeks after the movie came out.
I think we did.
Or no. Oh! We got it from our Christmas money and our Easter
money.
Oh,
that's right.
Remember?
Yeah, that's right.
And we got the video game with it.
That's right. Yeah, and you got Lego Star Wars game.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Why are you posing? You're sitting out like, what are you doing?
Oh. I don't know.
Becca has this weird, like, you're not even sitting. You just, like, you're propped up. She's a goofball. Okay, Becca, we're gonna end the podcast, and you're going to end
no.
The... No, don't no. End the podcast.
No.
All right, we're going to end the podcast by doing a little beatboxing. What do you say?
That's what I was about to say. We can do some beatboxing.
Okay, let me hear, Luke, give me a dope beat. Pretty good, pretty good. All right, Becca, hit it with a dope beat. All right, do another beat. You got, what's a beat you always do? What about your, what's your singing beat you do?
Uh-huh.
What's that one? You go, what is it? Yeah. I love it. Yeah. What? Grown dad business. I love it.
It's so awesome. Great. Awesome. Now do the. It's so awesome. It's so great. Okay, that's good.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.